question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Rudy, Robert, and Mary anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Nice to have you in RM World Travel today. I'm Rudy Maxa, and this portion of the program is sponsored by CarShield.com. You know, nothing can put a dent in your summer plans or your daily commute or your back-to-school hustle like your car breaking down unexpectedly. You're hit with a huge repair bill, and the money you save for your vacation or that new household item now has to go to fix your car. Well, when you have extended vehicle protection from CarShield and your car breaks down after your manufacturer's warranty has expired, you don't have to worry about these kind of surprises. Here's an email from Cassandra sharing her CarShield experience. Quote, as a single mom, I've got to ensure that with my budget, I'm not only getting the best service for my money, but a service that I can trust and afford. Recently, I noticed that my car kept trying to pull to the left and my brakes were taking longer and longer to hold. Thankfully, CarShield was able to take care of my issues, which was a bad rotor, and get me back on the road within a few days. It was super easy. They were friendly, professional, and courteous. I absolutely recommend them. Thank you for turning me on to them, to the Travel Trio, the Travel Trio being me, Robert, and Mary. Unquote. Listen, CarShield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair simple. You can have your favorite mechanic or dealership do the work. They provide 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. So if your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles and it's off warranty, save yourself thousands in future car repairs. Then don't worry about missing out in the summer. Get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle protection. Call 800-CAR-6100 or go to CarShield.com. In either place, use the promo code RM. RM and you'll save 10%. You can also find the link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. So every time, once in a while, you come across a book that has a unique point of view and a unique voice. And I'm delighted to introduce you to one this segment and the author, whose name is Julia Reed. And she has a new book called South Toward Home, subtitled Adventures and Misadventures in My Native Land. And I'll tell you a little about the book. It is very much first person, and it's based on her columns that she writes for a magazine that, not until I started dating a woman in Virginia Beach recently, had I ever heard of, Garden and Gun magazine. Never heard of it. I'm a magazine freak. And I looked at it, and it was quite interesting. And there's a column in there that Julia writes every other month. And you can find it by going to gardenandgun.com, her latest one on in praise of Southern men and their manners. But this book is I learned a lot. For example, I learned that in Mississippi, our author divides her time between Greenville, Mississippi, and New Orleans in Louisiana, that Mississippi boasts up to 54 species of snakes, including 9 poisonous ones. I learned how to hunt gators. You got to do it with a shotgun loaded with birdshot aimed at a soft spot behind the head. That's after you've successfully lassoed the critter. I also learned that passel is correct term for a group of possums, and we love possums for lots of reasons that I'll let Julia. Julia, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here.
Thanks so much. Rick.
Sorry, I've run out of time with my introduction, but we've got to go now. So. Now, you say you're a Southern woman, but you lived in New York. I know I'm a Washington, D.C. guy for 50 years. I know you went to Madeira School, which is, your mother may not want it called posh, as you say in your book, but it's a pretty posh school. You worked for the Newsweek Bureau in Washington as an intern. And you used to dine at Sans Souci. Even as a Washington Post reporter, I shook in my boots when I handed in an expense account that had that on there. That's an expensive restaurant.
I was being treated by my father in those days.
I see. Okay. All right. Okay. But you know that of which you speak. You know both the North and the South.
I do. The title of the book is South Toward Home is a riff on the great Willie Morris's memoir,
sure.
North Toward Home. Willie grew up in the Mississippi Delta like I did, and he went off to New York to make his fame and fortune. He was the great editor of Harper's Magazine back in the 60s and 70s when it was sort of a groundbreaking mag. And Willie maintained that he could write about the South better from his northern perch. He came home just like I did sooner or later, but I find it much easier to write about this crazy place I live in by being amongst all the stuff down here.
well, let's talk about some
of the subject matter.
Let's talk some about the South. In your intro, you say, and I'm quoting your writing, it's hot and even more humid. The mosquitoes are murderous and we might all be half crazy, but I'm grateful every day I ended up returning South toward home. The title of your book, of course, unquote. Now, the South has, you know, I'm living in Minnesota now. I lived in D.C., sort of South, and I lived in Huntsville, Alabama, and Fort Knox, Kentucky, and as a kid. But the South has this sort of, you know, they're a little slower than the rest of us, a little backwards. You know, you look at the poverty rates, you look at the education rates, and the South is on the lower end of all those graphs. What is it that so brings you back to the South and makes you love it so?
Well, for all our many problems, which a lot of them, I mean, a lot of the problems that we've had to grapple with on a very public stage, which, you know, during the worst parts of the civil rights era, you know, our problems, poverty, education, racial injustice, are all problems that the rest of the country is still now grappling with just as we are. But we sort of had to go through it first, and I feel like we have faced down a lot of our worst ghosts. I mean, we all, just like the rest of the country, have a long way to go. But the good thing about the South, I think, is that remains from my earliest childhood is you know, that we're it might be slow, and we do have a lot of snakes and with the most guns and all kind of stuff like that. But we're also, you know, I mean, it's still the most sort of intimate, neighborly, gracious place I've ever been. You know, in New York, I remember being there on 9/11, and it was so weird that people were suddenly touching each other and talking to each other. I mean, I was, you know, I watched with the thousands of other people uptown. You could see the World Trade Center fall, and people were like just grabbing on the perfect strangers, which, you know, a transformation in Manhattan that lasted for about 48 hours. And
right.
But, you know, at home, and I use home loosely for pretty much all the places that I love below the Mason-Dixon line, there is a neighborliness and an intimacy. I mean, even when in the bad old days where the races were in conflict and we all hated each other, we were bumping up against each other in ways that I don't think happens in other areas of the country.
My guest, let me reintroduce you, Julie, in case Julia Reed is an author, and she's taking part in our Write Stuff segment here on the show. Her new book is called South Toward Home. It's in praise of many things Southern. It's written, she says she doesn't write the way she talks, but I think she does. And and it's a charming way to your eye for anecdotes, your memory of details of from 5, 6, 7, 8 years old on through high school and college is extraordinary. I want to add one thing to what you're talking about the South. I think also family is very a little more important there, generally speaking, than perhaps in, I don't know, Las Vegas.
No, I totally agree. But also, I think we use the term family a lot more loosely than other places. I mean, our family are our neighborhoods, our churches. I mean, like when somebody dies in the South, I mean, there's a whole subculture of food that I call funeral food. I mean, you know who's going to be turning up with what casserole or what cake at your doorstep as soon as a tragedy happens. I mean, there's a larger sense of family and community that I really, really missed when I was in Manhattan, especially, you know, in an, where I lived in an apartment building where I had, you know, my neighbors didn't even speak to me in the elevator. you know, when I see people I hadn't seen in 20 years at home, I just was signing books in Jackson, and I saw people I didn't actually know, but because they were from my hometown, they were giving me hugs at the book signing. You know, there's, like I said, we don't fear intimacy as much, and there's a lot, I mean, but that has a double-edged sword. In a previous book I wrote that while we have still the most murders, most of them are not indiscriminate, like in large urban centers. We kill more people that we know, and I love that statistic. It's like, you know who needs killing.
Julia Reed. If you're from the South and you want to, and you're feeling a little homesick because you're living somewhere else, do pick up Julia's book, and you can read a little about Doe's Eat Place, and the original one in Greenville, Mississippi. And if pimento cheese dogs mean anything to you because you're from Atlanta and ate at the Varsity Grill, well, this is a book for you. And if you're North and sort of confused about the South, this is a great anecdotal, personal look at views. Julia, we've only got a minute left, but if you met somebody at a party, so, well, I've never been south of Mason-Dixon line, why should I come? Give them three sentences.
Because you will eat better and have more fun than almost any place you've ever been.
Well, there you go. There you go. Yeah, fun is definitely one of the criteria. Yeah, you've had some fun. You've marched in a Mardi Gras parade, haven't you?
I've been on a float. I rode in a giant red shoe, which is the closest to being a, like Bruce Springsteen that I'll ever get. You have thousands of people up and down St. Charles Avenue begging you to throw them, you know, begging you to throw them beads and glittered shoes and to-go cups, which is a staple of all New Orleans households because you can drink on the streets, after all, and you need a plastic cup to do that in. There's a whole section in this book called Fun. I mean, I describe, like, impromptu picnics in the middle of the Mississippi River on a sandbar, Chinese dragon boat races, you name it. We have a lot of fun.
It's a great book for reading. It's highly anecdotal. And you can also enjoy Julie Reed's columns if you go to gardenandgun.com. She writes the magazine's High and Low Life column. The book is called, once again, South Toward Home, Adventures and Misadventures in My Native Land. The author is Julia Reed, and I'm delighted you were on the show, Julia. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Rudy. It's a pleasure.
We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.